Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Our weekly overview of the hot hits in talk radio about to begin from the perspective of the folks that are on with the DJV program. That is me. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here and Victoria Keelan. We add our weekly overview to thoughts that others have had on the information coming from Talkers Magazine, the charts for the week of July 20th to the 24th, stories, people, there are 10 on each list. And we'll try with the time that we have to go through as much of it. I guess that number 10, I'm taking a deep breath here because I don't know how much time to spend on Kanye West. But that's number 10, his disorder and what people are saying about it, what he has brought about on his own in terms of attention being paid to him, getting a divorce apparently from his wife.
Well, we don't know that yet. He said he's been trying to get divorced.
Yeah, but the rumor he has been or she has been.
He said in one of his tweets that he's been trying to divorce her for 2 years, but I don't think that that's true since just, you know, a couple weeks ago they were together and he was posting pictures of the family, so I don't know.
What does it mean he's been trying to? If you want to get divorced, you go to a lawyer and you get a divorce. So what does that mean?
Exactly.
Although there was some report, I think it was Us Weekly or one of the gossipy magazines that said that they've been having some marital problems for a while and that she's been staying in it because of the kids. They have four kids together. Hmm. So,
but isn't it, the reality is, isn't it a shame that this sort of thing gets so out of control that it ruins the relationship that arguably ought to be the most important in your life?
If he refuses treatment, then what else can they do?
Well, he brings it on himself. That's the point I'm making. You have choices to make when it comes to things like this. And if you choose not to do anything about it for whatever the reason, then you suffer the consequences as much as anything else. Is it the most important thing of the week? No, but it is at number 10 on the story list at Talkers Magazine. By the way, you can see these lists published every week at talkers.com. Number 9... the social media conspiracy theories that are floating around. I don't know that this is new. I would have thought that conspiracy theories would be in the top 10 almost every week, right?
Always. What are the latest
ones? What's the latest?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, they're looking at the Chinese and what they're doing to their own people. I mean, there's a lot of that stuff.
I don't think those are conspiracy theories. Those are just facts.
Well, I don't know. The Chinese would have you believe that they were, this is already going on here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, Major League Baseball, Dr. Fauci throwing out the first pitch, et cetera, et cetera. Sports in general, sports talk radio sort of getting a bit of a revival because there's finally something that I don't use that word lightly, Victoria, as you know, but finally there are some Major League Baseball games, a lot of activity actually this week. Football rehearsals, is that right? No, practice.
Oh, boy. Exhibition.
Rehearsal is for wrestling. Practice is for football.
No, it's not. Rehearsal's for a play.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and wrestling's not a play? Please.
No, it's a real sport. Leave it alone.
Ah, right, of course. This thing. How did I miss that? And so there's that. I don't know. Is there anything to add to that, ladies? You feel like throwing something?
Well, I think the big story was about what Major League Baseball was going to do to handle the Black Lives Matter pressure and whether or not they were going to do something. And they did. The teams all did a tribute to Black Lives Matter before. But he was really watching to see who would take a knee during the national anthem. And both the Yankees, I think the Yankees and the Nationals all stood for the national anthem. The Giants, who have been at the center of this, many of them, I think about five of them, including their manager, knelt down before the opening day festivities. And then I was just disappointed to see Mookie Betts, who's a brand new Dodger from Boston. They stole him away from the Red Sox. Your Red Sox. He took a knee during the national anthem.
What? So what? I say so what. So what does that get you? People get that folks are upset about what's going on. But at this point, does the knee make a difference? Does taking the make a difference?
Here's what bothers me, and he has the right to do it. It's not that I, you know, believe me, I believe people have the right to protest, but I also have the right to respond, right? If I think that it's bad. And so, and I do. I think a lot of people have died for this country of all colors, and I think kneeling down is just, it's not respectful, especially when you just had a 10-minute tribute to the Black Lives Matter movement before that, when everybody did take a knee and stood in solidarity with the movement. So, I don't know. I think what bothers me is that someone, let's just take the Mookie Betts example because I'm a Dodger fan and he was the only Dodger to kneel. He just signed a $365 million deal for 12 years. And so he is someone who has benefited from the way this country is set up. And so I think a far better and more meaningful protest would be one where he would donate some of his salary, or he would do something that would actually directly impact his communities instead of taking a knee in front of
He hasn't done that? So many people actually don't do it for publicity. They do anonymously donate to things. We don't know.
You know what? I hope he does.
I have no horse in this race. Mm-hmm.
But if you really want to make that, if you really want to be meaning, if you really want meaningful change in a community and you're in a position of the power that he is in, he just signed a deal. That was one of the big sports stories this week. 12 years and $365 million. Well, then there you go. You have a vehicle for it now. And I don't know. It just, that to me, there should be places where we don't have to feel divided. Other than our teams,
let me get this straight: $30 million a year in this case
over
to play 60 mm-hmm. games.
Well, that's next year
$500,000 a game.
Not bad work, huh?
It's nice work if you can get it. At number 7 on the countdown list, our relationship with China, which is crumbling. The cybersecurity issues of the week: the Chinese hackers who have been charged with theft of trade secrets. We're also looking for other things, Victoria. It looks like there's an 11-count indictment against... Why only two? There must be hundreds of these people, if not thousands of them.
Yeah, but
maybe they aren't
that,
in our country, but...
Well, they're everywhere. But the two that they were able to fit... Look, it's no small feat to identify two of these hackers. So this is... They've been following them for 10 years. And so this is nothing it's not easy to do. So the fact that they were able to find them, they know where they are, and to release their names and their ages, I think that's pretty huge. It's a drop in the bucket, but still, it's a start.
So where do we go with all of this? Where should we be going as American citizens? What we think about, people actually are teasing me. Some people make fun of me. I talked on the air about my buying a new refrigerator, making sure it wasn't from China, things like that. People say, oh, why do you bother? After all of this, you're going to ask me, why would I bother? To me, it's un-American to look at what the Chinese government has done, not only to our country, but we brought it on ourselves by falling into the trap of wanting to get cheap, cheap, cheap. Everything's got to be cheap, so let's go make it in China, and then, you know, we'll make more money, yada, yada. Okay, so that's great, but at the end of the day, we're getting it in the shorts. And so it was pretty much the rest of the world. So at what point do you sign out of this? Do you leave this deal? And as I've said 100 times, if I said it once in the past 3 or 4 months, the crickets are very busy in Washington when it comes to looking at members of Congress or the Senate at providing respite for American companies that need to be incentivized to come back here. Nothing. There's nothing being done that I can see, correct me if I'm wrong, to get at the Chinese government, to put them in their place. Maybe Trump throwing the Chinese out of the Houston consulate and maybe out of the San Francisco consulate, and now the Chinese are going to do na 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 na, we're going to throw you out of one of our consulates. So this is maybe the beginning of the Cold War with China, who knows. But to let these people get away with what they've been getting away with, or to contribute, or actually make it happen, which is what we've done, nobody seems to be waking up to this.
Funny. I don't know if it's possible to have a Cold War with China. We can't just close our eyes and pretend they don't exist anymore. We've become so dependent on them.
Close our eyes?
No.
Are we going to stay dependent on them? Are we going to stay?
A Cold War would involve us just kind of ignoring them. We'll stay in our lane. You stay in your lane. But you know what? That's not possible with this government.
It's not
possible at all. And by the way, President Xi doesn't want it to be possible. He's made it very clear that he wants China to be the ultimate supreme and superpower on the planet. Yeah. And so,
but we're at the point now where, like, if like Jen's right, if we can't just say, okay, we're just going to ignore China, because if you do a like a mental visual exercise and you go to any of your favorite stores, go to Target, Walmart, wherever you want to go, Bed Bath and Beyond. Take away every single product off those shelves that's made in China, you're going to have empty stores.
Well,
so we have got to...
This is
a 40, 50-year supply chain that's been happening. This cannot be reversed overnight. This is something we have
but
got...
But we
can
at least make an effort at it, Victoria.
We have to make an effort. And in some sectors, we are. In the tech sector, I think that they really are making that, you know, the first chipset...
Well, because the damn Chinese, they're listening to everything that we do. That potential.
Oh, well,
you
that's
buy
true.
Those, mm-hmm. those Chinese...
You buy a Vizio TV. Well, if you buy a Vizio, forget the phones. Buy a Vizio TV. It's the number one most popular brand in America. It's the Costco brand, and they have actually proven that the Chinese government can that those TVs are spying on you. They can listen to you in your own home. So if you have a Vizio, you know you might want to leave it unplugged unless you're watching it.
Yeah, you might want to throw it out. All right, so we are considering the top stories of the week in our overview, the Talk Radio Review, at 17 past the hour with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Doug Steffen.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
This summer, turn your yard into the perfect getaway. Whether it's a lawn spruce up, a fresh coat of paint, or a s'mores-worthy patio upgrade, HomeAdvisor has the best landscapers, painters, handymen, and more to get the job done right. With the HomeAdvisor app, it's never been easier to check prices, schedule, and pay for hundreds of everyday home projects in just seconds. For any project you're dreaming of, you can count on HomeAdvisor. So get the HomeAdvisor app, and we'll do everything to fix up your everything.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 866-500-9981. 866-500-9981. 866-500-9981. That's 866-500-9981.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Roth. About 1 in 4 women and 1 in 17 men over the age of 65 will develop osteoporosis, according to the CDC. Mayo Clinic endocrinologist Dr. Robert Warmer says...
Osteoporosis essentially is where you have a lack of structure or mineral in the bones, so you're more predisposed to fracturing or breaking bones.
As people age, the risk for falls and bone fractures rise.
The most common fracture that we see and the highest risk fractures are vertebral fractures, spine fractures. So it isn't if you get in a car accident necessarily or if you fall off your roof... It's usually a fracture that we wouldn't have expected to happen.
Bone fractures can dramatically decrease a person's quality of life. That's why Dr. Warmers encourages people to get screened for osteoporosis.
A lot of people will have osteoporosis and not even know they have it unless they get a bone density test.
Dr. Warmers also recommends any non-impact balance exercise such as Tai Chi 2 or 3 times a week to help reduce falls for older adults. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
A Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Continuing on now with our talk radio roundup, a review of the hot hits and news talk radio, the companion hour to the actual talk radio countdown show with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. The three of us are members of the DJV show, a gang of broadcasters that is heard around the country every weekday. The charts for the week published at talkers.com. The folks at Talkers Magazine do the research, listen to a lot of talk radio programs, talk with a lot of hosts and management folks to come up with a list. At number 6, the presidential race and what's gone on here this past week, the announcement that the convention for the Republicans basically won't be as big time as many thought. The Democrats doing pretty much the same thing, right? I noticed some swipes this week by both sides. Biden taking a swipe at Trump, Trump taking a swipe. What I thought most interesting is what Mitt Romney said this week about the race. A lot of the, and Lynn Cheney, who are the other big Republicans that are off the Trump bandwagon, Jennifer? I'm trying to remember
who. Lynn Cheney's not off. The controversy with Lynn Cheney is that she's not off the Trump bandwagon. She's like the number 3 of Republicans in the House, right behind Steve Scalise and Kevin McCarthy. It's that some of the Republicans, like Matt Gaetz and others, feel that she is not actually fully set behind the Trump agenda, and so they've been calling her out. She hasn't outwardly said that she's, you know, getting off the bandwagon, she's not going to vote for him. They just don't think she's being active enough.
But Mitt Romney has said he's not going to vote for him.
Oh, yeah, Mitt Romney is off the bandwagon, 100%.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know. Although I don't know that he's actually endorsed Joe Biden and said he's going to vote for him. He just always is a critic of Trump.
Right. But remember when Trump was elected and he had that long meeting with Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney was very critical of him during the election 2016. And then they got together at Trump's golf course for a meeting.
And Trump was going to make him Secretary of State. Remember?
Yeah.
They were taught. And then all of a sudden Mitt Romney was talking about how great Trump was. And then when Trump went with someone else, when he went with Rex Tillerson, then it all started up again. So.
All right. There you go. It's called self-interest, I think, Jennifer. Much as anything else. All right. So then perhaps the important part of this is the continuing focus on who will be Joe Biden's running mate and speculation on Kamala Harris or whoever else it might be. I'm thinking, hoping it'll be a surprise and a good one, frankly, because from my perspective, Kamala Harris is a nightmare. It would be the same as picking Well, who the people responsible for the platform? Interesting that Elizabeth Warren apparently has had a lot of influence with Joe Biden on the platform. But
he signed this treaty thing that they're calling it with Bernie Sanders. He's got AOC who's working on his energy plans, and Elizabeth Warren has been a policy advisor. And so I think had he not kind of painted himself into a corner where he's going to need to pick a woman of color, I think Elizabeth Warren would have been his pick. But now she would bring a lot of energy probably to his ticket, because there's a lot of people who
were
going to vote who were going to vote for her that would have not voted for Joe Biden. So
yeah, it's true.
Now,
a lot of women.
I think that, he's done it. I think where we are right now, where the party is right now, he hasn't committed to a woman of color. He's committed to a woman. But I would say if the times were not what they were, Elizabeth Warren would be a shoo-in. Now it probably looks more like someone like Kamala Harris.
Elizabeth Warren.
I don't think she would have been a shoo-in. I know a lot of people say that.
He doesn't need somebody from Massachusetts.
Right. And she didn't even win her own state. So
I just don't
know.
She won't. If she ran for Senate today, she wouldn't win.
Yeah, I don't know.
She's not popular in this state at all. People
dislike
her immensely.
But I think if you look at the pool of people that Joe Biden could have picked that did bring something, it would have been Amy Klobuchar or it would have been Elizabeth Warren. Amy Klobuchar has already taken herself out because she wants a woman of color, and really she just wanted to give it to Elizabeth Warren. Because by withdrawing herself and saying Biden should pick someone of color, then she
Amy Klobuchar
Elizabeth
was a
Warren
non-starter
out.
Once her record came out. That was with prosecution. She was a non-starter.
Up next, number 5, a focus on Black Lives Matter.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
Ride confidently in the direction of your dreams. Unless it's a bad dream, then turn around.
Go the other way.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $75 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Congress is working out the details on how to get a new COVID-19 economic stimulus package. On CBS's Face the Nation, Republican Senator Ted Cruz says he's not on board with the coronavirus relief package that's being hammered out on Capitol Hill. He especially disagrees with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's plan.
You look at the $3 trillion bill she's trying to push. It's just shoveling money to her friends and not actually solving the problem.
Pelosi was also on CBS's Face the Nation. She took a page out of the president's playbook and decided to give him a nickname.
I have a new name for him, Mr. Make Matters Worse. He has made matters worse from the start. Delay, denial, it's a hoax, it'll go away magically, it's a miracle, and all the rest.
This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The federal minimum wage has been stuck in the same place for quite a while. With more, here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
It's been 11 years since the last federal minimum wage hike, the longest span since the baseline wage has gone without an increase since it started in 1938. Since the last federal minimum wage hike to $7.25 an hour starting July 24, 2009, the cost of living has increased over 20%, while the price of essentials such as housing and health care have increased even faster. That has left many low-wage workers with little financial flexibility or savings. The average rent back in 2009 was about $1,132 adjusted for inflation, but housing costs have soared in the last decade, pushing the average rent to over $1,400 in February, over 30% higher than the typical rent in 2009.
A divisive debate continues in Florida, where COVID-19 is hitting hard. Here's USA Radio's Kenneth Burns.
A number of lawyers in Florida are offering free or discounted living wills for teachers who may be required to return to the classroom in the fall. Advocates are sounding the alarm about the risk of sending teachers and students back to school too soon. The question on when schools should reopen is a divisive one, especially in the Sunshine State, where the state's largest teachers union is suing Governor Ron DeSantis over his administration's push to fully reopen schools next month. Coronavirus cases in the state has skyrocketed as of late.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's now 34 after the hour. Our review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio continues. I'm Doug Steffen with colleague Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan from the DJV program here to go through the charts. We've done half, and that would be appropriate because we're halfway through the hour. So number five is a focus on the protests and the agents that debate about what went on in Portland as it connects to Black Lives Matter. So is there anything that has changed during the course of the week since all this began, ladies?
Well, I think everything's been developing. Certainly in Portland, the mayor got tear gassed by agents for being out on the street with really people who were out there riding. The riders turned on him. They were trying to beat him up. He had a pretty bad week, I think, and they've actually classified now what's going on in Portland as official riots in Chicago.
Let me ask you this question about whether or not the people, the federal police or whatever they are in Oregon's largest city, have avoided scrutiny. Is this supposed to be going on? That's the debate, it seems to me, whether this sort of thing should be happening in any American city.
I don't know what you mean, I guess. How
is it, under what rule or law or allowable circumstance do we send, we're supposedly not supposed to have military presence in our cities, can't use the military. So what, then is this just a change in uniform as far as I'm concerned? This is the military in our country going into an area, whether you think they're out of control or they aren't out of control. This is a local,
well, federal,
if you believe in home rule,
agents.
What are they doing there?
What are
Why
they
are they there?
There?
Yeah.
They're protected. Well, a couple of things. First
Did somebody
of all,
call
right
and say, please
they
send?
They have the right to be there because
no.
of the Insurrection Act,
no.
number one. Number two, the federal government has a right to defend federal property. And what these guys are doing, standing inside in front of a federal courthouse, protecting a federal piece of property. And that's because these people who are there and rioting are trying to knock down that building and take it over. So do I think the federal government has a right to be there? Yes. Do I think that the reason the people that are out there on the streets right now are there because of a failure of leadership in their cities? Yes. I think those things are all true. And yes, I do believe that the federal government has a right to
I think you're onto something. Yeah, I think we have a failure of leadership across the board, whether it's locally. I can cite my community as an example of horrible, horrible leadership across many of the states. Same thing. The people that get elected to office have no business being there. They're not managers. They're politicians. And you go on the federal level, pretty much the same thing. These people that are politicians try to get involved in management. They don't understand how the system works, and in this, there's so much gray area here. I understand what you're saying about protecting federal buildings and federal property. I get it, and would agree with that. Those properties need to be protected. But it seems to me, as in too frequently the case, that they go too far. They push too hard, and then they create a situation that's worse than what there was to begin with. There's a modicum of moderation that's required, it seems to me, here, and it's not being exercised well. Is the mayor of Portland a doofus? Absolutely. I don't know much about the governor of Oregon, but I'm not impressed with the governor of Portland. I mean, with the mayor of Portland at all. And that's the thing. Look at California. There's idiots that run California. The mayor is worse than a dunderhead. And, I mean, you go across the country and you see how whatever is going on with us, the weakening of leadership, the weakening of the power structure, the organization, if you will, because these people, again, I call in my own community of Framingham, Massachusetts, this woman doesn't know anything about running an administrative office, which is what the mayor is supposed to do. Nothing. And that has been replicated across the country, here, there, and everywhere. So, it's no surprise that we have these frustrations because we don't have the police. That's one of the reasons that there's a move to, even though it's kind of ignorant to want to quote-unquote defund the police, reorganizing is the word, and prioritizing the various jobs that they have or what they shouldn't be doing, those sorts of things. But as usual, the news media gets a hold of stuff, and people who are ignoramus says, I got to defund the police. What are you, nuts? You defund the police, where then is the protection for people who need it? When you need to call the police because somebody's breaking into your home, oh, we're going to defund the police. So the guy's going to come in and break into your home and steal everything there and shoot you. And there's no police around. I mean, yeah, this is the kind of stuff. The ignorance that has come from the lack of proper education, teaching people how to think, not what to think. I mean, it all plays in. I'm on a toot now, and I'm going to get off. But I'm just sick of it, frankly. I'm just sick of us spending so much money and time and falling prey to these people. But it's our own fault. You know, we allow ourselves to be schnookered by some campaign slogan or something like that. And it's just, it's not healthy, I don't think. Comments, ladies?
Well, I think, I don't know. I think you know where I stand on all of this, so maybe Victoria or,
audience may not know where you stand. Remember, we have a different audience.
Well, I think I just said, I think that I solidly stand in the position that the federal government should defend federal buildings, and I believe in federalism. But these local governments are so inept, and they allow people to get out of control. They allow movements that should be peaceful and organic to go absolutely haywire, officers are now, there are three police officers, or three federal agents now, who have been blinded by protesters this week. That are going to be permanently without sight. It's just unbelievable. This is
okay,
not
but how many people?
It is violent.
Right, but but there are a lot of peaceful protesters, and it's been caught on film, who have been shoved into the back of an unmarked car, and they weren't doing anything wrong. And how about that guy, Doug? You were talking about him earlier on this week on the DJV show. The guy who was, I think he was a World War II veteran. He was there observing it and ended up getting punched and kicked or whatever.
Yeah.
So this is happening on both sides.
A lot of journalists
have
been.
We have to be realistic.
The question that I have is, if you are a person who is who's watching all of this, if you're in this area where people are throwing frozen water bottles at the heads of police, go home, because the truth is you're going to get hurt. It's unfortunate that we have to say this, but I wouldn't be out there. I don't think any of us would be out there watching this because it's a bad scene. So go home, because people are getting hurt. You're right, Victoria. People are getting caught up in this.
Well, it's a pretty black, much of a black eye here. It's not a kind of a bleak day in America when this stuff is going on, but we need change. And people, we've gone way beyond the point of having acceptable government and the machine politics that have been around off and on. You know, go back to the Teapot Dome scan. You can go back further than that to some of the really weak, horrible leadership we've had as we lean too much on politics and not enough on experience and acumen to lead. Number four this week, the economy. Stimulus package, is everybody going to get another $1,200 check? I think that's what Nancy Pelosi wants, isn't it?
Yep. That's what you're going to get, and that's all you're going to get, because they're not going to take away the payroll tax anymore, because no one would agree to it, including Republicans. Democrats, they weren't going to agree to it. I think it's so silly.
Enact a tax change so that in the immediate, I understand why Mitch McConnell, and I never agree with Mitch McConnell, but I understand why I think in the future that's something that a payroll tax should be definitely looked at. But I think he meant right now, in order to get money in people's hands by next week or by, 2 weeks in August, it's not going to happen through a payroll tax.
What does $1,200 do for
just
me?
Just another spineless
not much.
The Republicans are so disgusting right now. I mean, seriously, you never hear me say this. I am a Republican, but they are afraid of poll numbers, so their spines are melting.
Yeah, right.
It's the stupidest thing. Instead of fighting for what's right and what makes sense, they're just becoming sludge and falling into the swamp again.
Well, there you go. All right, we'll pause for a moment. Back with a focus on COVID. The top three items are all about health, your health and well-being, and what's going on in society. Up next here on the Talk Radio Roundup.
This summer, turn your yard into the perfect getaway. Whether it's a lawn spruce-up, a fresh coat of paint, or a s'mores-worthy patio upgrade, HomeAdvisor has the best landscapers, painters, handymen, and more to get the job done right. With the HomeAdvisor app, it's never been easier to check prices, schedule, and pay for hundreds of everyday home projects in just seconds. For any project you're dreaming of, you can count on HomeAdvisor. So get the HomeAdvisor app, and we'll do everything to fix up your everything.
The debate around guns is focused on the extremes instead of what's actually working. We're the National Shooting Sports Foundation. We represent the gun industry. For decades, we've led real solutions for safer communities while protecting the right to legally own a firearm. Our Project ChildSafe program distributes millions of free gun locks to help prevent accidents. Our work with law enforcement helps prevent suicides, gun thefts, and illegal gun purchases. Learn more at nssfrealsolutions.org. Paid for by the National Shooting Sports Foundation.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most.
We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men.
And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
On today's Lifestyle Minute, we're talking about how to teach kids valuable lessons through chores while they're spending time at home. So Whirlpool enlisted the help of developmental psychologist Richard Rende, Ph.D., to examine the positive effects of chores and to better understand how chores can help families thrive. Dr. Rende's research paper articulates key reasons why household chores should be integrated into the daily home life of youth. And what better time to divide and conquer on family chores than when they're piling up more than ever? Brooke Parkhurst, mom and lifestyle culinary expert, came up with some ideas on how to turn daily chores into fun ways to teach everyday lessons. Some of her tips include fractions by slice, turning make-your-own pizza night into a mini math class by practicing their halves and fourths with favorite toppings. Sweep and score. Help your child build their hand-eye coordination and dexterity by making a game out of sweeping. Ready, set, count. Practice counting while setting the table for dinner with your kids. For more information, go to whirlpool.com/everydaycare/choreclub.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It's a talk radio review. The hot hits in talk radio, the charts are published every week in Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, where you find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. So all of the top three have to do with developments around COVID deal, Wuhan deal, whatever you want to call it, the Rona, the statistics, where the hot spots are, et cetera, et cetera. Opening of school, which for me is the hot button, that and the vaccine and all the attention being given to the drug companies for something that is going to be more psychological than physical. But the school thing is we have let ourselves go down a road that I hope there's going to be an end to it. Everybody is so afraid. So what do you do? The schools at least are going to open, it looks like, on a limited basis.
Depends where you are. It depends on where, because every state is different. I have a friend who's a teacher in Cincinnati, Ohio, and another friend who's a teacher in Manhattan, and they're on very different schedules for the fall.
Our schools aren't opening. The governor even said private schools couldn't open. So unless those kids are off the watch list. If we're talking about low-income and disadvantaged groups, then this is not helping them at all.
Out to lunch. Yep. Mm-hmm. And they're not going to let school buses run because they're afraid of putting kids in school buses because of the COVID, especially younger kids who dance and jump around the seats. And, you know, they're not going to pay attention if they're in the fifth grade, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade to wearing masks. They'll do that because their mother tells them to till they get on the bus. Then they'll take them off and run around in the bus. So in my community, they just said, we're not running buses. You want your kids to go to school? Get them there yourself or have them walk.
Horrible. Yeah. It's horrible.
So, and, you know, where it stops, nobody knows. Dr. Birx has told 11 cities to take aggressive action against the virus. A lot of cities like Miami for sure. Wow, what a mess that is down there. 10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Review. Thank you, ladies.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you love technology, then you'll love our tech report, 53 past the hour. And our purpose in this point is to go through the top five technology stories of the week, according to the research done by Victoria Keelan, who's here to bring us up to date, starting with number five. I'll drink to this one.
Yes, that's true. The pandemic has pretty much all but eliminated self-serve soda machines, and so in order to reduce contact with frequently touched surfaces, Coca-Cola has unveiled a new technology for its freestyle beverage machines, which will be really cool. These are going to pop up pretty much everywhere that you have any type of self-serve, and all you do, instead of tapping on the touchscreen to choose what drink you want, you hold up your smartphone to the display, and it'll auto-scan a QR code, and then on your phone, you just, you know, punch in what you want. And it's a full menu of brands and flavors. It'll then appear on your phone. You make your selection, and then your drink gets poured. Customers don't even need to download the app. The Coca-Cola said, we intentionally designed it so that anyone with a smart device can pour a drink. If you're holding a sandwich and you're doing, you know, a bunch of things, the last thing you need to do is stand there and try to download an app while you're waiting for a soda. That's very smart on Coca-Cola's part. To not have to download an app is going to create a much larger customer base. So they said by the end of August, 10,000 machines will be across the U.S. Wendy's, Five Guys, Firehouse Subs, they're the first three locations, first three chains that have adopted these machines. And they said by the end of the year, 52,000 Coca-Cola Freestyle machines will be in place in the U.S.
There you go. Big screen TV sales. Back to the stats on that, Victoria.
So apparently Americans really love big screen TVs. And even though this has been economically a challenging time for a lot of Americans, the sales of TVs that are 65 inches and larger were up 53% over the first half of 2020. Especially big sellers were TVs that were even larger than 65 inches, which were up 77% in April to June compared to a year ago. Prices on 65-inch displays have dropped. They're about 20% cheaper than they were before. And so in April to June, in that period, the average price for a 65-inch TV was $644. That's about $200 off the normal price. And as you had mentioned, Doug, we talked about this earlier in this week, there are $60,000 8K displays for sale at a Santa Monica store, the Video and Audio Center stores in L.A., and it's 98 inches. That's how big this Samsung TV is. It costs $60,000, and the last weekend in June, they sold three right away. So they now are, they say screens larger than 75 inches are now the fastest-growing segment on the market. So it's people are making at-home movie theater experiences.
Plenty of cash in Santa Monica. Number three, as we count down to number one, is a support story from Spotify.
Spotify now supports video podcasts, and starting with a handful of shows that can be viewed for free. Most of them will be premium users, though. So they're rolling this out. This is a direct competition for YouTube. The Joe Rogan Experience, which is one of the most popular, if not the most popular podcast in the world, he has now signed a deal with Spotify. So you can listen to his podcast or you can actually watch him do the podcast. And he's taking all of his videos away from YouTube. So that's great news for Spotify and not such great news for YouTube.
Number two this week is a focus on Congress getting after some of the big companies.
Yeah, this is on the more serious end of the tech spectrum. Congress has asked Apple and Google to warn users about apps that pose a national security risk, and this is in light of the government showing interest in banning TikTok, that app that a lot of kids are using. So the National Security Representative Stephen Lynch wrote separate open letters to Apple and Google and called on them to do more to protect user data from being exploited by foreign adversaries. Essentially, what they want to see happen is when you go onto the App Store or the Play Store and you want to download an app, it should have a warning label. Like if you're trying to, you know, stream music and an album has explicit language, it has the E next to it. Similar to that, they want a warning system to let you know this app might, you know, your data might be sold. This could be owned by China or Russia. We don't know where it's coming from. We don't know where your data is going to go. And so that's essentially what they want. This is hard to police, but I think it's a good step in the right direction to at least, you know, bring attention to these types of things.
All right, number one this week, let's go to the Chinese desk.
Yep, two Chinese hackers have been accused of stealing trade secrets from hundreds of global targets and more recently probing vulnerabilities in U.S. companies involved in the development of testing, treatments, and vaccines to combat COVID-19. The Justice Department said that these two suspects were each charged with 11 counts, and they are living in China. They are being harbored by the Chinese government, and there's really nothing we can do. They're out of reach, but they've officially been put on notice that they each are facing 11 counts, and this is going on now for more than 10 years. These two guys have been hacking into major organizations.
Information that helps everyone in the community. That's what Tech Talk is all about. Thanks to Victoria Keelan, who's at the helm of this. I'm Doug Steffen at 50.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.